Okay, if you love The Office, 30 Rock, and Parks and Rec...
And really, who doesn't?
Well, you need to check out Trial and Error.
Ooh, they're calling this show a murder mystery wrapped up in a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Witty, smart, hilarious, John Lithgow starring as a man who looks pretty guilty.
Okay, check out this clip from the show.
Where were you the night Margaret was murdered?
I went to get gardening supplies.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have security video.
One shovel, one tarp, and let's throw in this ski mask.
Trial and Error premieres after The Voice tomorrow on
NBC.
It's the Call of the Midwife After Show, the final episode coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Comerford. I'm joined in the studio by...
Tamara Burke, hey, everybody.
And, of course...
Courtney Stewart, hello.
Yes, as we deal with the music issue. But this was a great finale. I mean, we had Vi facing the change of life. We had the Turners singing a duet. And they're not the only ones working the diaphragm as Barbara gets a new toy.
Oh, nice one, John.
But I know, wasn't that nice? Okay, finale episode. So were you happy with this? Were you thrilled? Did it meet your expectations?
Yes! I
cried a lot.
Yeah. I would have preferred a happier ending for some.
But yeah. But we had the carousel at the end.
The carousel. I mean,
oh my gosh.
A lot of wish fulfillment.
Beautiful
here.
Wedding.
Uh-huh. There we go. So yes. We'll get to all that. I actually want to start with the Wilma Trevor storyline because we can get that one.
That's out the way.
That was a challenging one.
Before we start, can we just say a couple things? One, we do have wine tonight.
Oh, okay.
Some of our fans prefer
that.
It when we have wine.
It's delicious.
Not all of them, but some of them
I think
do.
They'll know. I don't know, you have to announce it. But
right. John is not wearing a wimple.
I'm wimple free.
We could not find one. I will tell you that he would have worn one if we had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am wearing a sweater that belonged to my mother.
1960s.
From the 1960s.
Super cute.
Yeah, 60-61. It's 80 degrees here today. Yes. So I'm wearing a wool sweater
and
because
Courtney
I love you guys. And Courtney.
I'm going to Barbara's wedding if it were 85 degrees in the summertime.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I wore pearl earrings for the occasion.
Yes, we can't see the earrings, but...
dressed for the occasion.
Yes, we are dressed for the occasion, except for you. We'll get you a
wimple
one
of
these days.
So, but we get to see the contraception clinic come into town.
Family planning clinic.
Yeah, of course. And which you have to go through the back.
The side door, back door.
Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't realize this was a thing. It is a thing. You know, we couldn't. And I thought it was hysterical. That why can't they just go through the front door? Why is and a big, you know, big to-do here.
It's
you
a big
can't,
to-do.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, okay. It's a quick side note again.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
But, you know, birth control pills, for the most part, come with in a 28-day cycle and then 4 days that... a period happens.
Yeah.
It's actually not medically necessary, from what I understand. It's not medically necessary to have a period, but because you stop taking that one particular pill period. Okay, so the whole reason why there is a time of having a period is so that everybody else who's in your life doesn't know that you're on the pill. That was like the design of it. So because if you just went for a year without having a period, everyone would know.
It would be scandalous.
I mean, the people that you're, you know, people that you're close with, people that you live with, your close girlfriends, your parents, whatever.
I never knew that.
Right? Isn't that interesting? So yeah, there is a lot of secrecy that goes behind this, you know, the use of this drug and the use of
things these women had to go through.
Yeah, going through the side door. And Valerie commenting on... why can't they're not criminals?
Hey,
tone it down. Slow your roll.
Calm down, Valerie. Such harsh terminology.
But again, a little speculation for what we might see next season.
Sure.
It may have something to do with her own personal experience and why that would be why she's so.
Last episode, she hinted at having a backstory that we don't know. There's a secret.
She's
big. Everybody has secrets.
Everybody's got secrets.
Ending at that.
And she's not exempt.
And then just the fact that they have to, you know, they go through the back door, first of all. Then there's this, I guess, examination, whatever it is that we have to go through.
Yeah.
Chat, consultation.
Yeah. I don't know where I want to start with that, because the only thing I keep talking and thinking about is Barbara on that table. I know it's not our storyline yet, but I mean, it's part of the whole clinic thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but the idea of Wilma going in and how this is going to change her life, because that is the reality in that day.
Work.
Yes, it's time for her to go back to work. And she also says that, you know, what? Who was it that says?
Violet
says, as long as there's no Mother Nature doesn't call again, well, now I've got that in hand. There will be no surprises.
No surprises, right.
Taking care of that. And then we see that she has the pill. Yeah, and she's just...
And when she's given the pills and she says, when you think of what they can do, they just look like aspirins. But they really, like, change people's lives at the time, especially.
And it's just, even when she was talking to the doctor and she's saying, wait, do I need my husband's permission? Like, with a bank account? I was like, dang, you still need your husband's permission to get a bank account in 1962? Yeah. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going, yeah.
Thanks again, women, for suffering through it. Thank you. I didn't have to. Thank you.
Yes, that's right.
And that's where it used to be great. And then all this happened.
Then they got those pills and went crazy. Right.
Crushing the patriarchy.
Exactly. But we did, and we got to see the home life, and we got to see that and you could see one reason why she would be so excited to go back to work, because it's probably easier to go to work than take care of three kids.
Right. True. Right. But also doing something she loves.
Yeah, doing something she loved.
And is clearly very good at. Always,
best salesperson.
She's selling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was good with Vi. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and what she was selling Vi, which we'll talk about later, was just, for the intimate freshness, of course.
Right. Preserving intimate freshness.
All right.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Nice. There you go.
Thanks,
Anna. We got the live chat going on. Thank you, Anna.
And yes, I agree about the love child thing. Oh, thanks, you guys, for putting that up.
Yay.
Sal, never seen the show. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. It's one of the best shows ever on television is what it is. So
glad.
Yeah.
So, you need to check it out.
Yeah.
It's the number one show in the UK.
Yes. We get to see her at home. We get to see her husband, Trevor, and he's a man's man.
He's a man's man.
Which is, I thought that was a nice touch, too.
Yeah.
And the whole talk about the settee, I'm going, and it was fun until she said Grandpa died.
And when the wind turns.
That was gross.
The look on his face afterwards, he looks back at the settee, and from that point on, I don't think that settee would ever be the same for him.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Feel bad for Trevor, but okay. So we carry on with that storyline, and she's doing great at work, and, you know, we get these little hints things aren't right, you know, her legs, you know, she thinks it's because she's walking everywhere, and, you know they're laying something in, but I don't even know the symptoms of the time. I'm going, what is...
I did too!
Blood clot!
I wrote blood clot right away.
As soon as she said her leg hurt, I was like, they're gonna kill her.
I didn't think they were gonna kill her.
I was so upset.
I think every time Courtney watches, she's just looking. Okay, there's the person who's gonna
die. Not only leg pain, side pain, and smoking while she's doing it, which is another thing you can't do if you're at high risk while you're taking the pill.
And, but of course, didn't know that at the time. And we did get to see, we had a nice montage again, but for me, it was the pill-popping montage. We got to see her taking her pills and stuff like that. And then they get the new settee because she's doing so well, she buys her own settee.
Yes.
Woman buying
again. Like,
why do you have to do it? Yeah, exactly. I got my own money, and she buys her. There you go. And he's. I love the way Trevor was sitting in the chair. He looked like such a kid. He won't even sit in it. She finally gets him to sit in it, and then they christen it. We can only surmise what this happens.
Fun.
But then again, and then of course she has to double up on the pills.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then, you know, over the next course of the next few days, we see that it gets worse for her, and then of course she passes out and collapses and says, "Get Dad." And then it just gets worse. She gets right to the hospital. Well, I'm sorry, the doctor, Dr. Turner, sees her first, and that's when we notice the leg. But they still haven't found the pills because, you know, Trevor doesn't know about them.
Right.
And, you know, because it's so secretive.
In her handbag.
Well, one bad thing about it being secretive, you can't get the full information to the people that are healthcare givers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, would it have made a lot of difference?
Well, they would know sooner. I mean, they didn't even know till it was too late. And again, would it have helped? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they might have been able to do something sooner. I don't know.
But, I mean, interesting that Trixie was, you know, the one who said, there may be a correlation.
Right, yeah.
Do you know if she was on the pills? Which, you know, was... Like, today that wouldn't happen, would it? With the HIPAA laws? Like, would she actually speak to the husband? I don't know.
Well, I would think you would have to, because if they're incapacitated, they would be able to speak to him, I would imagine.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so. I also think that it was interesting that Trixie was there for the tracheotomy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking, I can do this.
Yeah, whatever. Somebody give me a dull razor blade. I'll do it.
Take care of that.
Happen. They do it with a straw. Mm-hmm. Just stick it in there.
Exactly.
I thought this was a great episode for Trixie because, you know, we always get to see her, you know, and she's in her finery and looking dolled up and everything like that. But I thought this was even better this time. What was it? When Is it after the tracheotomy? Where she's I think she's already given put the ring on the envelope, and she has moment. But she doesn't do anything, but you just get to see how it's affecting how it feels, her. And she really pulled back on it, and I thought it was really effective.
I loved when she was doing her makeup and getting her hair ready. When she started talking to her about, you're using your cold cream. I'm like, you're so great, Trixie.
And also that was great, too, because it wasn't just about that. No. It wasn't just that, you don't have makeup on, because usually it would be about makeup. But prior to that, Dad said, I didn't want the kids to see her because they might scare her.
Because she looked so dead, and she looked dead.
She looked really dead. You know, a hospital is an incredibly fear...
Yeah, it's scary.
Fearful situation. There's, beeping and hissing and strange sounds and strange smells, and then apparatus and tubes, and then there's your mom with blue lips who looks... So I just thought that was an incredibly kind moment. That's one of Trixie's things. I mean, she is about the beauty, about being proper.
Yeah, about the facade and everything. But this one, they wasn't just about that. So I'm glad they're deepening that.
It was for the kids.
Yeah. It was sort of her using her skills and talents for something that was more fundamental, more important.
This time more basic. Just because.
And Tom recognizing it when they are walking home. Like, you're great with kids. Look at what you did. If I didn't know before, now I knew today. Like, you protected the kids.
Because what Trixie said was, the children have come for a cuddle and to say goodnight. That was it.
Oh, jeez.
That was it. I was just gone. I have little teardrops, both literally and drawn, all over my nose.
I couldn't even draw my face. I don't know where it was. I tried to draw a face. Yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah. But then that conversation that she has with Tom afterwards, where she said, I thought this was a miracle.
Yeah, the
and,
pill.
You know.
Speaking
and,
about the pill.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I thought this was a miracle, but now I've suspended all belief in miracles because of this happening. Mm-hmm. And it really is, seeing both sides of it and seeing how it can be a great societal change, but also there are consequences and repercussions
and risks. I have to say one other thing about being in the hospital with mom in the bed and the kids coming in, those two little girls, and I don't know if somebody told her to do this, but if it was just her choice as an actress, when the little one looked at her big sister about how to react,
I thought that
was a great little moment. It was like, what do I do, and then the big sister,
big sister.
So I was like, if somebody told her to do that, good job. But if she did it on her own, fantastic job. Because it was such a nice little moment.
Absolutely.
That's why all those Brits get our jobs, man. You guys are great. Baby's doing great.
That last little scene where Violet comes to Tom's door. I mean, Trevor's door, rather.
The ribbons and their navy.
Yeah. I mean... everything about that, just the tiniest little moments, and what she said and the way she said it. I can't even say it. She was so smart and so lovely.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
It was so
just stupid.
And Dad just,
yeah, he was just.
That was so. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cry. It was overwhelming.
It was incredibly beautiful. That's incredibly.
Thank
sad.
God they had a lot of levity in this one, because it was just.
Because they did such a good job of showing how much love and even though she was doing this and didn't want him to know, like, you saw that they loved each other so much and they were just in it together, and like the idea that he had no idea and couldn't have helped, and it just made that ending terrible.
Yeah, and his Trevor's whole storyline, not knowing, and then wanting to, he's man, he wants a son and the whole thing, and then it's just the tragedy was. I don't know what else to say about that.
We didn't even get into his, because, if maybe other things hadn't been happening in the episode, we might have gone into his, how did he feel about that?
Yeah.
Further, once it was confirmed.
That's what
and
I mean.
Once she died.
And then it's already happened, and it's like, I just learned this about my wife, along with all this other stuff.
And she's dead.
Yeah.
And she's gone. So
there's nothing I can do. I can't reconcile that.
Yeah, you can't reconcile. Exactly. And it's just, and I'm glad they didn't reconcile it. It was just, oh man, that's what they have to go live with.
Because it's actually more painful to have it unresolved.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. I'm still in pain.
No, that was terrible.
All right, so let's go on to something more fun.
I'm going to take a drink.
Well, while you do that, let's
drink up. We've got one death so far.
So we start out with Sheila, and she's very upset And we, you know, she's at the clinic. She's she doesn't like all these new rules and the whole right. thing. But I don't like what's going on here.
No, I don't. But, yeah. Not one bit.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, Trixie recognizes everything that's going on here. And she goes, I'm not going to take this personally.
I loved that so yeah. much.
And I was like, Phyllis, with her, let's go to the kitchen let's where I need you to help me with yes. with a mother, soon to be mother.
Non-compliant or yes, whatever exactly. it is, yeah.
And they look back like, yeah, it's this one here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they have their tea and cookie.
Tea and cookie. Yeah. Sit down.
Because it doesn't make it, I mean, what else could help you feel better?
Just but, you know, tea, I'll biscuits. Also, this was a great kind of, again, from, you know, a structural right. writing perspective. Mm-hmm. So let's break it down, what's been right. going on, let's mm-hmm. actually talk about it, as yeah. opposed to what we, you know, we all know it intuitively, we've sure. been feeling it, but let's actually talk about what's going on with yeah. Sheila. Yeah. She's missed appointments, mm-hmm. and then we know why, because, well, she's terrified.
Yes, terrified. As long as I don't have to deal with it, I don't have to think about it, yeah. you know, but if I go to the, it's just going to...
Ignore it, it's
yeah,
not there.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
I'm, yes. I'm not giving birth in a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I totally yeah. believe in that.
But I loved it. Phyllis handled it great.
Mm-hmm.
And
she did.
Oh, my God.
And poses
passion.
The question.
Yes, you get to pick which midwife.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's so exciting.
And I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah, that's a thing. Great. That's you cute. Get to pick. Okay, so the next time we get to that story, and I'll just get right to it, the look on Phyllis's face. Oh my
we
God.
We didn't have enough last week with yeah. poor Phyllis.
I know.
But, you know, but I mean, I'm going, of course it's Sister Julianne. Of course it's Sister Julianne. I mean, yeah. how could you not, right?
Yes.
But Phyllis really thought it was about to be her.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was great. And again, I have to go to the way they blocked that, the way they yeah. composed that shot. It was just brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then and the fact that afterwards, the cutaway shot is Barbara looking, seeing all that.
Yeah.
Not really necessarily putting the whole thing together about what she's going to do about it, but she certainly caught that moment.
She caught it.
So, yeah. And that the look on Phyllis's face was just...
like momentary crestfallen. And then covered with...
It's not going to be... The officiousness.
Yes.
Right. Let's move
let's
on.
Let's take care
and,
of things.
And covered even greater the next time she... Yes. Barbie wants just 5 minutes.
I just need to talk to you just for 1 second. Oh, no.
Well, if it's as important to those people in the queue... Oh, boy. Here we go. And then, and Sister Julianne does it again in her classic way when she learns what's going on. All she does is, well, it's happy for you, but not for everybody. And
yeah,
that's all she says.
Yeah,
that's it. All she says. You know, it's like she doesn't give a big old dissertation.
Right.
She doesn't tell her what to
that.
Do.
Right.
That allows Barbara
deal
to
with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the look we got from Phyllis in the prep room, I guess, is a
sure.
where they fill their yeah. bags and everything was priceless. And then when we get when Barbara's first of all, the exercise. What kind of exercise?
I was like, does that do anything? Yes. If so, I'll do that every night.
I was wondering. I go, is this from Trixie's class? Where did she learn
yeah,
these things?
Probably.
What was that? What was that?
It wasn't even stretching.
Like, no,
it was like, what are you? I don't know.
But it was moving. Let's
good
put it down.
For the joint. Sure. Keeping it
yeah,
moving.
Exactly.
Sure.
So she's just doing
okay.
everything.
Okay.
But Barbara's and then her. Thought you know, overwhelmed with Barbara asking her to be the bridesmaid.
Right.
And thinking you need to ask a friend.
Okay.
To...
Yeah.
She said I have.
You.
I can't even
yeah.
speak.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, but and then the
but,
the,
you are
but,
my
but I, not only that, which to me was the obvious line, and thank God they said it. But
yes.
then her reasoning behind it.
Yes.
That
you. I've lived with you for the 2 years, and yeah. you've taught me more than anyone how to
live with a partner,
or
yeah.
whatever, and. I don't even. I can't read my.
No, and we're. I mean, we're now on the Barbara storyline, so I'm. Because we were talking about Sheila, and now we're talking about.
Oh,
Barbara,
right,
so
we did. We shifted.
My bad.
Yeah,
my
so
bad.
I'm
yeah.
confused.
No, it's my fault. I
it's
shifted.
Okay.
But
how do we get there?
No, we'll get back. We'll
John,
get back.
Not even on
we'll
the
get
line,
a save.
Guys.
That's right.
He's
I'm not
got water in that cup.
Let's stay with Sheila for a bit.
Okay, I just want to acknowledge something on the stream. They were talking about, you know, as somebody who doesn't know, Call the Midwife was writing in, and someone I'm not sure where this went through, but anyway, Doc Martin.
Right.
As another show that people might like. It's so different from Call the Midwife,
right.
but great little kind of, I guess you could call it a sitcom.
Yeah, sure.
In a way.
Yeah.
It's delightful. Do you not know Doc Martin?
I don't know it. And I,
oh, Courtney.
I can't keep adding to this list in
yes,
my phone
you can.
Of television
yes,
to
you
watch.
Yes, you can.
All right, we got
to
finish up
but
with
yes,
our Sheila talk.
It's a 30-minute show. It's
okay.
A, so you can
well,
watch
that would
it.
Actually
you
move fast.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So Sister Julianne, she picks Sister Julianne to be
yes.
the midwife, which is the obvious choice and the right choice, of course.
Yeah.
And she decides she wants to have a home birth. You know, and of course, Doc Turner's going, no. And it's like, no, it's got to be in the maternity
ward or whatever. Yeah. Like, whatever they call that.
It's called maternity home.
Yeah, it's sort of like, we're going to do it via my profession. No, we're going to do it via my profession. No, who's going to win?
The power
station. The one with the uterus is going to win.
Exactly. I'm pushing it out. Doing it where I want.
Do you have something to say, John?
You can't come back from that.
I don't have
a
uterus, so I've got nothing to say.
Can't. Uterus, vagina, win. Yeah,
that's right.
So pink wafers.
Yeah,
are we there
pink
yet?
Wafers are, yeah, okay, sure.
I wanted a pink wafer.
I love those cookies. I'm not a fan of the pink ones as much as the vanilla ones.
I
those
love
are my favorite.
The pink ones.
Do
when
you?
When I was a kid, I was obsessed.
Okay, so quick side story that someone sent to me this afternoon about the pink wafers that... this normally would be in news, but we're going to put it in here now. A popular brand of pink wafers is under threat after a company went into administration, known as bankruptcy, I think, in the U.S., following a sharp fall in the value of sterling after Brexit.
Brexit ruining the pink wafers,
right?
Guys. Really?
Yeah. Cut its 99 staff, cutting 99 of its 123 staff members, keeping only 24... and they're fulfilling orders through New Year's. I think it was Anna who sent that to me. I'm pretty sure it was Anna, so thank you for that. Yeah, pink wafers are in jeopardy.
Yes.
And if Courtney gets them, they're going to be extinct.
Okay.
Because I will
eat them all. All right, so I thought one of the best scenes between Sheila and Judanne was when she's first there and she's talking about the singing. The singing was coming up. But afterwards, when she was talking about You Never Could Sit Still, Judanne was so overcome. Remembering, you know, everything that how she met her and how they've gone, their relationship has developed, and how she seems so maternal, the mother superior kind of thing, the whole thing.
I loved that. Yeah. Right, her getting choked up was incredibly touching and moving. Uh-oh. So beautiful.
And Sheila talking about she never could sit still because she thought God had so much for her to do, and she didn't think she'd ever be able to accomplish it.
And then furthering that, where Sheila is doubting her ability to give birth, I thought I'd be braver than this.
Yeah.
And Sister Julianne saying, you're doing better than you think. Before the you can sing thing. And then another one that I think Caroline just sent to us where Sheila was saying, I wanted this?
Yes. She's like, I thought this was always a dream. This is a nightmare.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
That was great.
I'm sorry if I miss.
And I like that we got to sort of see, we do see labor a lot, I feel like, I feel like it's been a while since we really sort of went through the full laboring of someone, and I appreciated that.
I did too. I thought it was extremely, I've never been at the full labor or anything, but this one felt extremely real.
Yeah, it felt very real. Yeah. Very effective to me.
It was great.
No, it was lovely.
And of course, Doc Turner's been banished. He can't even be there to birth. He's a doctor.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the whole thing about, I want us to be a regular couple and stuff like that. He's sitting outside the house. And then he's outside the room.
Right, so when Sister Julianne says, you can sing... Sheila is saying, no, because the songs were from a woman, the woman I was before, the woman I used to be.
Did you get that?
You are still that woman, the sum of all, you were still that woman, the sum of all she ever did and felt and was.
Yeah.
So we, we're always some incarnation, so to speak, of who we have been and where we have been.
Yeah.
All these power. Deep nuns running especially around delivering babies.
Right, and she says, where did you get that? I don't know, I just got it right here. Pulled that out of the air.
Awfully
Because you're trying to push a baby out, like, and that somebody tells you that, like, you're like, I can do it.
Exactly. If you can come up with that.
If you can just, like, pull that up.
Yeah, pull that out. I can push this out.
So she starts singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like,
where's this going? Secret love.
Clearly not a religious tune.
No, not a religious tune. So that was not about the religion. But who knows the woman she was before? We don't know.
I'm not criticizing. I'm saying that was, different one of the aspects of her. And he hears and answers because he knows the words.
And I went to Monty Python Holy Grail. Said, no singing. I did. But they made it work.
They made it work.
But in the beginning, I was like, no singing.
I did have a moment of cognitive dissonance. And I was like, what is happening?
I think I don't. Maybe you two don't remember, or maybe you didn't watch them to the depth that I did. But they've recorded duets together, if you'll remember, from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
those two actors did.
That's right. True.
Yeah. And so, so I was very ready for it.
Yeah.
And her saying, well, you know, now that I hear him, I'd like him to come in now.
Yeah, I know. He finally earns his way in.
Yes, he did. And I loved her quote after that where she says, we can't be just like any other couple because we are us.
Yeah. We're us.
And there's nobody like
him. So good. Then I got weirded out by when he came in the room and he was behind her. Like, yeah, I just thought that was awkward. That was weird.
But, you know,
I didn't find that awkward at all. We've seen the midwives in that position before.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe because in my brain, I feel like every time I've seen like a water birth and like the dad is in the pool behind the mom, like, I just find it weird. I'm just like, can you stand and like rub my hand? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But I know your back is tired and he's holding her up. I get it. But it just was weird for me.
Well, here's one I haven't seen.
That's true.
I was like, okay, check that one off.
I've not seen Dad sit there
behind her. And I was like, okay. But regardless of that part of it, I thought Julian. Okay, if I'm giving birth, I don't have a uterus, but I'm on Julian.
Right. I think we've already discussed in past episodes that we want Sister Julian or one of those ladies, but preferably Sister Julian to deliver the bad news, to be there for support, and when you do grow a uterus, to
I just want her to, like, float through my life and randomly say stuff. She just floats around.
Exactly what to say at the right moment. She's saying this.
Exactly.
You know, was it Numbers?
Yeah, from Numbers,
Numbers.
May the Lord bless you and keep you, et cetera.
And again, how many times have I heard that? But then coming out of her, the way she says it, God.
Oh, for God's sake, she's a brilliant actress.
Angelic.
All the way.
Yeah.
But, and not like in an annoying, you're not like,
it's not cloying.
No,
buy it completely.
It's like, you really are a saint.
But see, that's one of the things that I think is amazing about this show, because people who are religious and people who are non-religious can get behind it, because there's clearly that that thread of community, if you want to call it spirituality, if it's just, you know, kindness and compassion that we talk about all the time. There's something that everyone can connect to, and I think Jenny Agutter conveys it perfectly. She's absolutely brilliant. Everyone's brilliant on the show, for God's sake. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
And it all turns out great. It all turns out grand. Much, you know, we had lots of speculation whether or not it would.
I did look when the baby came out. I was like, is someone with his head? Like, what's happening? Okay.
Also, just, again, reading the feed, Donice is talking about how Dr. Turner and Sheila, character names at the moment, danced on Strictly Come Dancing. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay.
They did a number.
Nice. Yeah, good for them.
On one of the
reality
danced
shows. Differently in this. It was more of a inclined. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Right. But everything worked out great, so we're happy about that.
You ready yet?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, here we go.
All right, you go
talk,
right ahead.
John.
Let me set up the next storyline, because we obviously have Barbara and Tom. We've got Dad coming into town. Well, first of all, we get the letter. Oh my God, stationed in New Guinea. He's going to be gone for 3 years.
3 years.
I don't want to wait 3 years.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
And why would we? Why should we?
I just got a diaphragm.
And then we get the word that, okay, we're not going to wait. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it. And you know, we get the whole storyline about why she doesn't want to wait. She's always had this dream. Her dreams haven't been about the white gown and the veil and the whole thing. It's always just been Dad being
there.
It's like, I loved her imagery on that. The way she envisioned that, you could see it in her eyes and everything like that. And it was like, and the whole story with the carousel. And when she first realized that Dad had shabby pants, and I was buying all of it.
Yeah, because that's one of those things that, you know, you have realizations as a child.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all you know is what is in front of you, and that is your truth, right?
Yeah.
And that is your truth.
Yeah.
And then things come in, and you go, oh, I didn't realize that this was different about me, or that this was different about me. And so, you know, for her, it was that she realized that her dad had shabby pants. They were not people of means.
Right. And I love the edit coming to when they obviously tell the gals, and they're all gathered around the living room, whatever, and they all screech at the same time.
Yeah,
because that's what we would do for real.
That's it. 3 weeks.
And oh my God, let's put on a show. 3 weeks, right?
Yes.
So we have to, you know, rally the forces. And so, of course, that part was a lot of fun. I mean, we got to see lots there. We got to see Barbara falling asleep trying to make
her dress.
Yeah.
And Valerie going, oh my God.
Some of us have been there with the whole making the wedding
dress.
That's
right. Tamara has made more than one wedding gown.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And more than one time. How many versions was that? 16 of one version? Whatever. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
So,
at least.
I also really enjoyed the grin of satisfaction with everybody around the table when they have something that Barbara finally wakes up and she's, oh my God, well, you know, I'll borrow my sister's dress, I'll put the new headband in, that'll suffice.
She's like, the new headband will suffice.
Because a new headband is all it takes to change a look.
And I'm going, yeah, what happened to those days? Just a new headband. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Okay. Here's an envelope of money.
Yeah.
No.
And they all band together. And it was like, oh, man.
That was so great. Yeah, they had a lot of great group lady scenes.
They did.
When they announced it, when they were looking through the patterns, and then when they go at the table. Like, it was just great to see them all together that many times.
I agree. There was one person who was notably missing. But
but they were rallying around.
Just to go back just 1 second, I want to talk about, I suppose the day will come when we've told each other everything.
Mm. When she's talking
conversation
to Tom.
About how, when she tells him the carousel story. And then afterwards, she says, all measures will be in place in time for our wedding night. If you know what I mean.
She said, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, but since we got there already, let's talk about that, because we have her in the, we finally got back to it. She's on the table in the clinic.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
Speaking to the, I don't know if this woman's a doctor, nurse, health practitioner, whatever she is.
I believe they said she was a doctor.
Thank you. Okay, so she's a doctor. Explaining what you're doing, as real as Sheila's birth and labor was. Yep. I thought, okay, this seems like real on the table.
It seemed real.
And her, and all these little things.
I was like, that's a big old diaper.
Yeah, I just found that hysterical. Yeah. And then, of course, it's because you have to wear this for a couple hours to make sure the fit's right.
Fits right.
And it clearly isn't when she gets off the bike.
Apparently the fit's wrong.
Walking and trying to walk up the stairs very subtly.
Scoop it out.
Yeah. And I'm going, what, you know, and I'm thinking, I've never seen this in call the midwife. Okay, check that off, because now I'm in the bathroom, you know, and one of the midwives.
Oh my God.
Playing with her diaphragm.
The best laugh of this show.
Rinse. Okay. Pop.
Yeah. But
like she's playing tiddlywinks.
The first one was great because it's unexpected and pops out of her hands, but she catches it.
Yeah.
And then the second one bouncing off the wall, and she's catching it. But her reaction when it falls to the ground is just I was just, God, that's brilliant. That's like Buster Keaton time. That's really good stuff.
No. And you would know.
Real life.
God.
Oh, God.
I wonder how many takes. I want to see the outtakes.
I know. I do, too. I was thinking the exact same thing.
How many times they did that? Because,
it was great.
Yeah. Thank God.
Hilarious. So and the moment when the doctor puts it in and she says, how does that feel? Marvelous. Marvelous indeed.
Marvelous. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
It was just hysterical.
It was great.
And going back to what you said earlier, Tamara, about how when she's telling Tom that all measures will be in place, and just the way she said it, saying it but not saying it, it reminded me of the intimate freshness, how everything is said but not said, and it's like they all know what they're talking about, and
so good at their politeness and speaking around things. Yeah. It's so cleverly done.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
We love the Brits. All right. We love you, people.
We got to move that along.
Okay.
So where are we after that? Okay, they go out dress shopping with her
bride to the salon. Yes. Yeah.
Which is also
okay. Wait. Sorry. Before we go to that, can we actually spend a minute with the moment where Barbara asks Phyllis?
Sure.
Okay. Because we kind of talked about where we're on the other storyline. So you've taught me as much about living with another person. You've been the very best friend I could have. I loved that.
And Phyllis was so touched. Like, you can see. It was so great.
Because that was an incredible gift. And, you know, and Phyllis's reaction, would you be my bridesmaid? No!
Why would you ask me? One of your friends.
Yeah.
One of your young, cute, fun friends.
Right, because she thought of herself as not appropriate.
Yeah.
And not deserving.
Yeah, well, I don't know about not deserving.
She didn't say not deserving.
I just thought it was, I'm not a contemporary.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, like, but
didn't even possibly home. The idea that I could be a friend to you was it wasn't yeah. even open to me.
Yeah.
But then when she was out shopping with
right. It was so right. She got she was given permission.
She was more giddy.
Than oh, she was hilarious. So excited. It was like a new life for her. Like, ooh, don't worry. I know which one I
and
like.
Another thing.
The dressing room curtain.
It's gonna be the corset.
It's hilarious.
It was like they broke out all the little gags. Yeah. It's like we're gonna kill him with all this other stuff. Let's just have as yeah. much humor as we can in this. Yeah. And to use Phyllis of all people.
Yeah. But to go back to their sentimental moment when right. she asked her, they were on the beds, and yeah. she goes, oh, I just lost my thought. At the end, when she's like, well, who's going to do my Spanish verbs with
oh, right.
now? And she's like, oh, it's going to be a lucky person. Like, yeah. And they have their like little last moment yeah. together.
Yeah.
It was just so beautiful.
I'm stupid.
It was great.
You are so cold-hearted.
It's such a good lady friendship.
It was.
What
it
women
was
mean to each other moments yeah. in this episode.
Again, I'm reading the feed, and yeah. So we are covering Call the Midwife for when it airs in the UK. And it airs in the U.S.
April,
later.
Yeah,
so
April
I think
2nd,
it starts April.
Okay,
April 2nd in the United States. Watch it on PBS. Yeah, so check it out. If you want to follow either Courtney or me on Twitter, we usually tweet out our after shows that correspond to the shows, how they yes. air also in the U.S., so you can follow us there
I retweet
as well.
Tamara all the time yeah. because she's on top of it.
And
so,
Don.
So yeah, and Don Ice.
Don Ice, yes,
Hi,
thanks
thank
for
you.
The correction.
Yes.
Appreciate
and,
it,
And yeah, so thank you guys very
yeah.
much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So where are we headed now?
Flowers well, for the wedding. The flowers.
Yeah, the flowers
arrive.
Come
oh,
in.
Oh, Dad arrives.
Is, yeah, at the same time that the flowers yeah. are there. So and the flowers and you know there's some breeds. So we kind of.
It's so good. Dad
there are some benefits to being a midwife.
There are. Oh, you delivered a breed baby. So that's my auntie's uncle. So like we got discounts.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
It's a breed. We get flowers. Yeah, it's okay.
You bet. So. You had a big discount.
Yeah. It was
so,
great.
And Dad
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy. That was so cute. Cute.
Yeah, you like it's really
Dad
cute.
Dad pops
yeah.
up. He's got his little hat on, and he said, "I forget what he said, but something about like
the
attention is
on.
Oh, the attention's on you, or
yeah,
whatever.
The one who,
what,
who,
yeah,
who, right. We're showering all
and
of
we
our
know that
on.
She's sort of been secondary for everything in her life, and it was just really yeah. sweet to get her. She's having her moment.
Yes, and she's having. And then when she asked about advice, yeah. you know, about being married and stuff, and he's overcome it, and I was just like. That was such an awkward moment. It's like, yeah. what? He and what? He's overcome. And okay. I'm going, and I'm not sure why. Was he overcome because he's remembering his wife? Is he overcome because he's giving his daughter away? Is it all those things? And,
yes.
All
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and I'm just
I'm
going to
tell you, yes.
Why are you selling her? What, you know,
well,
this
because
is your
the,
moment.
One of the things he says is, you sounded just like your mother. Right?
Well, no, that's the next that's, scene. The first
no,
time
no,
she
I know, but
again.
I'm just saying, yeah.
But maybe in that moment, she yeah. did still, and he yeah. was like, I can't take this.
Yeah.
But then he came back with the best advice.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Because you find joy in the simplest of things, yeah. and that is what love needs to thrive.
That's what love
needs. That is all love needs to thrive.
Yeah, whatever. So, anyway.
overwhelmed.
Once again, John.
Yeah. No, that was good.
Love
no,
best, and it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and I was really thankful that they redeemed that moment, because I was really pissed with his daughter.
When he didn't have anything.
And he had
like,
no
what?
Advice.
Yeah. yeah, it's like you're gonna yeah. go every 3 years, and there's this moment for, and yeah. you're not even there. You just, I don't care if you overcome, and, but thankfully they redeemed that, so that was good. So I appreciated it.
So then she, okay, so then decorating the car.
Yeah, I'm decorating the
with
car.
The nuns.
Yeah, that was not a good
job. Sounds like it's my
going
car.
Crazy. Yeah, and of course, Phyllis saying, restraint.
It's too much.
I go, let them battle
yeah.
royale it out. You know,
what's going to happen?
They'll leg wrestle.
I'm
but,
pretty
and then, of course,
sure Monica Jones going to win.
But
no
while that's
what.
All occurring, we got to have Fred and the maids take out Tom for their
stag
party.
Night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute how they did it. And they just like popped up, and it's like towns guys and their little looks at Tom.
Yes.
Like,
done
it was
and dusted.
Just
yeah.
so cute. Everything was just so adorable.
Yeah. Even the next day
he comes out of the whatever the outhouse
the potting shed.
Shed.
She told me not to come home drunk, and I was drunk.
And I was drunk,
so I didn't go
home.
The fact that he has that place
I
to
love
go
to—it's
literally a doghouse.
I love Fred. Fred is well, my favorite.
Yeah. He was great this all. We'll get to them
we'll get
a little
to,
bit.
Yeah, he had another amazing.
And then the wad of cash he gives
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of games are you playing?
I was like, yeah, what is this? And why aren't you doing more of it?
Hmm. Tom, you need to do that all the time, because the preacher salary obviously couldn't get you anywhere with the ring, so maybe you should be doing this more often.
I say, and you know, and of course, what he was betting on and how he is choosing his winners. Exactly.
Probably a little beginner's luck in that too. So,
all right,
get the missus something nice.
But it was all very choppy and quick and cute. Like they didn't you got it, and it made sense, and it was fun, and it was light, and I thought they did a really good job, especially the editing of it.
Yeah, really well crafted. Written, edited nicely, so we never were on anything more than we needed to be. I appreciated that so much.
Yeah.
So, the wake up song. First of all, the look on Barbara's face when she wakes up and she realizes, this is not just another day.
I'm getting married.
Do you want to say anything about that, Tamara?
No, I don't. But I do remember the day I woke up on my wedding day. Yeah, I do remember. It's like, it's one of those things where I remember waking up and I was like, oh my God! Today's the day.
What was your wake up I have on your wedding day?
I have no memory for you, John.
Were you perky and jumping off the bed, pulling a Tom Cruise like you did on Oprah?
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
It's Tamara time. No, okay.
That's exactly. She was like, she was there. She's seen the video.
Snow White. That was my thought.
Oh, the outfit. Yeah, the dress. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, not the outfit. Excuse me, the dress.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
I thought it was a really interesting, different, and bold fashion choice. I
wasn't expecting it either, actually.
And I loved it.
You guys talk. Go ahead.
You just sit over there. Yeah. So
I want the cape. I want the hood. I want to just roll up. And it was so... Because it was dramatic, but I didn't even realize it was that winter until she was in it. And I was like, wait, oh, yeah, all of this. Winter, and then I watched it back a little bit. And I was like, oh, it was winter this whole time. Yeah. And I totally slipped my mind. But and her headband was so cute.
It was.
And she had makeup on.
Right? And actual kind of dramatic lipstick.
Dramatic lipstick. That was
and
a
I
huge
loved
thing.
The flowers with all of it. I mean, it really made it work so beautifully. Definitely a winter wedding, no question.
Winter wedding, for sure. It was beautiful. And then she took the cloak off when she got to the altar, which I also wasn't expecting, but thought was obviously it's almost like the veil.
Yes.
Like, remove that.
Yes.
And Phyllis in her floral sort of colorful suit still worked for me too.
Her boucle.
That's
skirt. I think.
I noticed the stained glass.
Wow. Did you?
Okay.
You didn't notice the beautiful woman with her beautifully manicured face walking down the aisle in this white dramatic robe of sorts.
No, I did notice the cape. I went, oh, she's got a hood on. That's what I know.
What is she wearing? A hoodie?
Yeah, she has a hoodie.
I didn't know hoodies
were. This is a wedding.
Yeah. Where's a little white riding hood?
I was worried about her wearing a hood, a white hood.
I'm sorry.
I thought he was smartly dressed. He had that nice little handkerchief.
He looked beautiful. And sharp. In a suit without the collar. Yeah.
He looked really sharp. I thought he looked really sharp.
Happy wedding day. Someone thought Belle. Oh, Anna M. Hi,
for
Anna.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then Annie. We have Anna M., Anna C.,
nice.
Annie.
Okay.
She was the princess she deserved to
be.
She
was.
A little red riding hood, a little white riding hood.
Yeah.
It was good.
I thought it was beautiful. I loved it. We're running low on time, so we gotta
and
get going.
But it was all capped off by that carousel to keep that princess thing going and everything like that. And I was like, that was completely unexpected.
And all I could think, and this is just because my brain's crazy, you know that little archway? Like, how y'all got the carousel through the arch?
It came from the other side. And
but we don't know what was on the other side.
We've never seen the other side.
They're in pieces. Exactly. They're in pieces.
But it was a great production.
But it was
design.
Beautiful.
It was fabulous. Yes. The lighting on it was amazing.
Incredibly romantic lighting.
Yes.
The reveal where he says, close your eyes, and then he gives them the thumbs up, they turn it on.
You did this for me. I'll do everything for you.
Thank you.
Forever.
That's it. That's true. And then she said that, and I went, see?
And then you dipped my braids in ink.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Valerie on the carousel. Everyone riding the carousel, which was
the
so beautiful. Just joyful.
Yeah.
Valerie saying,
and the sister's looking at it.
I know. Are they not allowed
Sheila
to
ride the
carousel?
Sitting on the side in a chair
with the baby. With this little knit
hat on.
With all of the knitting that was done for him.
Valerie putting her hand out and saying, it's snowing with delight.
Yes.
Yeah,
because they don't know what's coming.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun. You think it's delightful.
But it was, for that moment, it was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
And the nuns riding on the carousel, right?
Did they have one?
Who got on the carousel?
Talks about it. I believe Monica Joan was on there for sure. I remember seeing her.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was definitely. So, of all of them, she should be the one for sure.
Of course, yeah. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes, so let's get to our last few things.
Well, Trixie and Chris, because they obviously, he wants her to meet Alexandra's daughter. And her reticence at first, she's willing, but, you know, it gets a child from a broken home, and if I'm going to be good for her.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And again, they just came through that their other revelation about the daughter and about her
alcoholism
and stuff like that. And so they're still working through that. And now the next hurdle is this one.
Meet the daughter.
And again, you know, this was another great episode for Trixie, because here she is using, like you said, just like the makeup, but now it's in a different way. It's not just about my nail varnish. It's
how we can
connection.
Make
a connection.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love your varnish. It's crushed strawberry. I thought it actually looked more like...
Yeah.
What did she say? Like crushed tomato.
Crushed tomatoes.
Let's go pick it out.
I would just like to say this is the episode that she should submit for an Emmy.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Trixie.
Totally agree.
Well, I think Sheila
did great, yeah. But between the makeup scene with Trixie, the makeup for those kids and how she interacted with the little girl.
This is the one. This is the Emmy.
Yeah.
Whoever's your team girl, tell them to get on it.
We'll tell them.
Yeah. So it's because of her seeing the children and because of Wilma and the whole thing that I think that allowed her the decision to say, I'm going to meet with this child.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can and all this other stuff. I think the reticence was gone.
And Tom telling her that you're with children.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That was conducive to that. And it really rounded out the storyline. Not that we needed one, but it was nice to have.
Okay, so quickly, Monica Joan. Sure. I shall not partake in crumpets because they are multicellular in spongy form.
And cold.
And cold.
And nothing is worse than a multicellular cold crumpet. Nothing.
That's the truth.
No.
Spongy thing. That's not worse.
Speaks truth.
As always. Yeah. Vi. We got to talk Vi.
The carousel. We'll get to that. At the carousel, we've not heard from Patsy.
Oh, no. I wanted to save that for last.
Save that for last.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking over there.
I'm looking this way. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Violet, menopause, hot flashes.
Yes, all those things going through the change.
Poor thing.
Yeah, and of course, Fred not having a clue.
When she said the word menopause, the expression on his face was glorious. Like, he was like, what?
And then
that was amazing.
She says, the change of your life.
That was so good.
There was a big manopause when she said menopause.
Oh, look at you, manopause.
Look at the manopause.
You bet.
She was like, ooh, big words.
And then the corset arrives when the corset actually arrives.
Okay, now what is
and
that? That looked like latex, man.
And
what
looks
was
awful,
that?
Awful. Yeah. And it looked like a torture device. Yeah. But
there's no way that's preserving feminine freshness, that thing. I'm just going to say. Intimate freshness.
Yeah, that was odd. I thought that was straight out of 50 Shades. Or something. Because I was like, what is this?
What are you going to do? You're going to like hook yourself up to stuff? Like, that was wild.
Something.
Yeah.
But, and then when she's talking, and the cold hands, which was a nice thing. I mean, Fred, no matter what he does, it's wrong because he just had no clue. But of course, in the end, he realizes what's going on and he does the right thing. And I thought the reveal was amazing. I was not expecting it. Thank God for it.
Totally not
I
expecting
it at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So Fred comes into the shop. Closes the door behind him.
Yeah.
Goes to get cake. And look who
I like you. I'll be right with you.
Reggie!
Hello, Mom.
He says, Hello, Mom.
And I wanted to give him a kiss. Like, you just see his little face.
So, and this whole episode was all about the unknown future.
Yes.
And that we aim for these things and stuff like that. And everybody's having an unknown future. We don't know what's up for her.
Nope.
Trixie obviously doesn't know what's up for her. Barbara and their whole new future ahead of them. Even Sheila with the new being a new mother, etc. So all of them all about the unknown future.
Yes.
And of course, the most unknown future was Delia's, because she hadn't even heard from
Patsy. She's like, where's Patsy? What's going on?
Yeah,
no
there's
idea.
No, exactly, what are we going to do? And
Patsy's
the whole, like, there's no letter.
Again.
And I love it that Phyllis was there, because Phyllis kind of knows.
She knows what's
and
up.
Oh, no letter from China and all that other stuff, Hong Kong. And we see her at the end, and they finally, and we, oh, we get the wave, and the little,
she's
little
like,
moments hidden away, exactly. And she pulls the ring, she goes, I didn't know if you were ever coming home. I knew. I always knew.
And if I ever am going anywhere you're coming with me.
And then it was a whoop, you know, and yeah, there it was, a big smooch public. Oh my God, the PDA.
But then they went straight cold and walked into the...
Exactly.
Like, no, but remember, it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's always gay. So you have to be incredibly careful.
Yeah,
on this
but but they made that coldness felt that they have to shut it down. Like, because I was like, and it was over.
That's all we were going to get on that.
That's it.
All right. But I was just going, because, you know, they really did lay that in nicely in, what, the last four episodes? Yeah. They kept that going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, and then we only, and all we got was this much
we
of it.
We just got
it was
a teeny bit.
Extremely satisfying.
Yeah.
But since we know we have more episodes coming
up. That's true. All right. Since, since we only got a minute left, Tamara, what do you want to say?
Okay, just quickly.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
News.
That's okay. That's okay.
Charlotte Ritchie didn't eat anything all day while she was filming the wedding finale because she was terrified she was going to spill food on the gown because there was only one. People from the costume department were hovering because I'm known to be quite clumsy.
Yeah. And we've seen her be clumsy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She said she actually didn't enjoy the eyes being on her as she walked down the aisle. Filming the party afterwards was much more fun.
Interesting.
What kind of bride is that?
Actually, I've met a couple of brides like that. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I would imagine I would.
Beautiful comments and reactions to people to the kiss.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. How long have we waited for that kiss? It made my day. Several people said I actually squealed. I've had conversations with people on Twitter about that as well. Yeah. So it was a beautiful way for it to continue. Mm-hmm. Fun's article about Jenny Agutter about wearing a wimple and how hard it is to swear while you're wearing a wimple. And when you're not, how nice it is to get glammed up. Okay, quick Twitter shout-outs. I can't do them all, you guys. I'll put them on Twitter. Thank you so much for your comments and everything. We love you all and appreciate you all so much.
And speaking of Twitter, just let them know where they can find you so we can.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm at Tamara Berg on Twitter. My website is TamaraCentral.com. I cannot believe them.
I know, we ran out of time. It's over. I'm everywhere on those Twitterverses and whatnot at Stuart Starlet.
All right, and I'm only here. So you want that?
We know we're coming back at Christmas. It's going to be the big storm. It's just going to be days after the wedding. Can't wait to see you guys.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for
reading your comments
us.
And making you and having you part of this conversation.
Because we pretty much only do it to hang out with you guys.
That's absolutely true.
All right.
Cheers. Another season.
Cheers. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.